Right, quickly here, Cole Manbeck at 5'10", Rex Hudler at 5'25". I discovered something about myself this weekend. Remember back in the summer, I talked about how for the first time in my life, like I thought I was going to have to be in a fight, and that was at Country Stampede when I was being snarky to the Nebraska fans that were yelling, "Go Big Red." And it was by no means my desire to fight, but this guy got so offended and huffy-puffy all in my face that I was like, whoa, am I going to have to like worry about this right now? It like triggered that. For the first time ever, I have never laid hands on anybody. Like I was an awful JV wrestler because I have zero killer instinct. Like I got out there on the mat. I was like, look, can we just get this over so I can go eat the food that they brought us today and go grab some Taco Bell and call it good? Don't care. Have no desire for it. We were walking down Aggieville on Saturday, and were you there when this happened or the immediate aftermath?
No, I was there.
Okay.
I had caught up with you like literally 30 seconds before this happened.
All right, so I'm walking. It was past. I'll just keep businesses out of it. Whatever. Okay, so we're walking past a couple of businesses where there's an alley down to the right as well in Aggieville, and the group of people, I was out in front leading the group of people. You guys were all behind me, and somebody had yelled my name, so I turn around just to go respond to the request for my presence. And I turn, and there was a guy and his girlfriend, like, power walking, weaving through people. And so when I turned around, they almost ran right into me. And they move on and turn down the alley, and it's, as the guy's turning around, he just pops off, "Get out of the way, honky." And I lost it. Like, I was ready. It flipped a switch, man. As quick as I could snap my fingers like that, as quick as you can flip a light switch. When he called me a honky, I was so unbelievably offended and, like, ready to go. And I yelled at the guy, "I'm not a honky," real creative, I know, down the alley to see if, like, that would, you know, trigger something, which, I mean, thank God it didn't because I might not be here right now. This was it was a big gentleman too. this was a losing proposition on every level. But he had apparently triggered deep down inside me something that I did not know, and that is you cannot call me a honky or you have hit my trigger. That is calling me a honky. And for the next like 20 minutes, I was fired up. I walked into where we were going, walked back out, and started yelling some more, just hoping he was still within earshot. All terrible ideas, by the way, and thank you as my friends for, you know, allowing me to do this.
Yeah.
But he never came back. No, he was gone. He just got his one honky pot shot in, and that was it.
When you looked angry, I thought that you were kind of kidding about being angry. And then after you still had the fire in your eye like 2 minutes later, I'm like, oh, man, he's actually fired up about this. I did not know. Mitch, did we get approval to say that on the radio? Is that a radio-safe word? I don't know.
Honky?
Technically, yes.
I guess. I just had to look it up on Urban Dictionary. I wasn't sure the actual definition, but
I just know the implication, I suppose. Is K-State a bubble team? We'll ask Cole coming up on the game.